The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. And you can text the show, of course, at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. Talked a little bit of everything. A lot of football, a little MMA, a little Astros. We ran the gamut there here on a Friday. We're out at Big City Wings in Spring. Bunch of blitzers out here already, including some of our lady blitzers. Who have come up and said hello, and really appreciate you guys. So if you're in the area, please come by and say hello. We don't get up here that often, so it's good to be back on the north side of town. And of course, it's Big City Wings, so you know it's good. And they do such a fine job with all their places. Love coming out here. I've been going to the one at the Marquee Center because it's closest to me, but they're all nice, and they've got them in great neighborhoods where. You know, if you're in this area and this is your area, this is the perfect place for you. All right, let's take a look at the NFL lines and see how we are looking at those games. And we'll start with Vikings -5.5 against the Lions. I think this is a get right game for the Vikings. I do. Now I'm not playing. I'm only playing maybe one or two, but if you're picking in a pool or something against the spread. I would take the Vikings.
I'm with you. I think the Vikings are going to – I'm not going to have a lot of NFL plays this week, but I do think the Vikings are going to be one of them.
Yeah, actually, that's – the other game I'm looking at is Chiefs-Browns. I think the Chiefs are going to house the Browns. Coaching change, I don't know if that's going to make much of a difference. The Chiefs are just a machine right now, and I think the Browns are still a mess. And the fact that you're firing coaches this early proves you're still a mess. I don't know if I'm going to play it, but I like the Chiefs on that.
The thing that keeps me off of that is the Chiefs' defense is still bad. Statistically, they're just horrible.
Yeah.
And I don't. Eventually, it's going to catch up with them. I don't know if the Browns are good enough to be the team that does it.
They might be good enough to be the team that covers 8 points, though.
Yeah.
That's from this perspective, that's all that you really care about. Ravens now -2.5 against the Steelers. You biting on this?
I don't think so. I lean Steelers. I'd rather have three. But I just don't. I don't think I'm going to be in on this game. Big Ben struggles at Baltimore historically. These teams play close historically.
Yeah.
It's just too. It's too tough of a game for me to call.
Panthers -6 against your beloved Buccaneers.
I like the Bucs here.
Yeah.
I might be crazy. But I've kind of been on the Carolina's a little bit overrated all year thing, and. When you think about a team like the Bucs that we can agree the Bucs have an elite down the field passing offense, right?
Yeah.
When you have a team like that and you have a big number, and in the NFL, six is a pretty big number, you've always got the chance of coming in the back door on that thing.
Yeah, I would agree. The Panthers are one of the teams that just don't have a great feel for this year. So I've tended to stay away from their games, and that'll be the case here. But, yeah, if I had to pick for a pool, I'd take the Bucs. Dolphins -2.5 against Jet.
I don't want anything to do with this game.
Yeah, that's two teams, again, that I don't feel very good about. I guess I'd take the Dolphins, and I think I did in the Gal pool. But
yeah, I don't feel good about that either way. I would probably lean Dolphins because the Jets don't – from what I'm hearing, they're not going to have Anunua or Robbie Anderson.
Right.
And last week they looked just horrible without those receivers. If they don't have them again, I don't know where their offense comes from.
Redskins -1.5 against the Falcons. And maybe this is just what I think these teams were supposed to be as opposed to what they really are. But I'm going to take the Falcons here.
I think I would be with you. It's probably not a play for me.
Right, me either. But
you know, the Falcons are going to have to chuck the ball around. The Redskins are great at stopping the run, but the Falcons don't really care about that.
Right.
And if that's the case, then that's the side.
Bears -10 at Bills. I think the Bears win this game, but that's an awful lot of points.
It's a crazy number.
Even with Nathan Peterman on the other side.
Yeah. What's the total in that game?
The total for that game is, drum roll please, 37.5.
Okay. So a 10-point spread in a 37.5 game.
If you really think,
there is no way you can play the Bears -10.
No.
And I thought Bears -10 against the Jets was crazy last week. That was at home. The Bears are a good team. The Bears aren't 10-point road favorite good.
Yeah.
They're just not
against
that
anybody
team yet. Yeah.
Maybe the Raiders.
Like if you tell me, if the Patriots when they were double digit home or road favorites against Buffalo last week, that makes sense. They're the Patriots.
They were 14.5. So you're saying that the Bears are only 4.5 points behind the Patriots?
No, there's no way.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. Texans Broncos we mentioned earlier. I think Broncos -1, basically a pick 'em. I will take Bronco.
Yeah, I don't have a side.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's probably not an actual play, but for our purposes, we always have to pick these.
Yeah,
so. Seahawks pick 'em against the Chargers. I love the Seahawks. This is one of my plays this week.
It's down to a pick 'em.
Yeah. So, I'm all about the.
Yeah, I think it's the only way you can play here.
And this is one of my plays this week.
I think I'm curious to see if Melvin Gordon plays. If Melvin Gordon, this is going to sound weird, because Melvin Gordon's the best offensive player on the Chargers. But if Melvin Gordon plays, it's an under game because both teams are going to run the ball and run clock the whole game.
Yeah.
So if Melvin Gordon does play, it's an under game. If he doesn't, it's probably just Seahawks for me.
Yeah, and the Seahawks we talked about at home. They have such a great home advantage.
Oh, yeah. The best in the NFL.
Yeah, and so I feel pretty good about
that.
That
said, the Chargers, they're considered a very good road team, mostly because they have zero home field advantage.
Yeah.
So, that may – I'm not going to say it negates Seattle's home field advantage, but it maybe negates Seattle's extra home field advantage.
Yeah.
Because Seattle's typically, I mean, you can almost give them 3.5-4 points for home field.
Well, I actually, like on my computer thing, they get 5 points for home field.
Ooh.
So,
well, that's a lot, but yeah.
It's historically, that's been the number.
They're a much different team.
Yeah, and okay, so I didn't hit my race there.
Damn it.
Okay, I didn't even see where my horse was, but I don't think he was close. Game of the day, Rams-Saints. Rams now -2. At New Orleans.
This game's bouncing all around, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's a stay-away game for me. If I had to make a play, it'd be the Rams.
I'm going to be the other way. If I have to make a play, I'll take the Saints. I may that over.
Won't give points either way. If it were a pick 'em, I would take the Rams. But I'm not willing to give two points.
I think Saints at home and – I will take the Saints, although, I I'm not going to be surprised by any outcome of this.
I mean, this game decides who the team to beat in the NFC is.
Yeah, yeah. And well, the Rams can basically put some distance between themselves and everybody with a win.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's certainly almost guaranteed that the playoffs are going to have to go through L.A. But that's why I kind of think the Saints, little extra motivation here because they can still finish with the best record. They can still finish with a home field. But this is a game you have to win, especially at home. And if you can't win that game at home, you're probably not going to the Super Bowl anyway. Patriots minus -5 against the Packers.
I love the Patriots. I don't understand that number. I don't understand. Maybe I'm not giving enough credit to the Packers.
Yeah.
I just don't think the Packers are that good. They played their best game last week and still lost to the Rams. I think the Patriots are too much for them. They're getting Sony Michel back, which means they won't be a one-dimensional offense. We talk about how are the Broncos players looking at Demaryius Thomas trade. How are the Packers looking at Clinton Dix being traded? Pro Football Focus had him as the second-best safety in the NFL this year.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dude, and if that's because of a money thing for next year,
yeah.
Doesn't that scream, we're not really trying this year?
Yeah, that's not a good message to send to your team. But I think part of it's just the whole Aaron Rodgers factor is why the line is what it is. But he was a bigger dog against the Rams last week.
Yeah.
Did cover them. But, yeah, I'm probably with you on the Patriots. And then the Monday night game, I like the Cowboys a lot at minus -5.5. Anything inside of a touchdown, I think they get it done at home. If this game were in Tennessee, I'd be on the other side of it.
I'm kind of leaning Tennessee. I'm with you that the Cowboys are a much better team at home this year, but that number just seems bigger than it should be. Like, these teams seem about even to me. Mm. Like, if we said neutral field, these teams are even. I don't know. You're telling me the Cowboys are almost a field goal better? I don't think that's true.
I think they're similar, but, this Dallas at home has been – I would say almost a touchdown better team than they've been on the road.
Yeah.
And that being the case, and I think the Titans are, surprisingly well coached. They are going to try to run the football and keep the score down and eat clock and things like that, which that's how they have to be successful. But I do think the Cowboys will – I think Zeke Elliott has a big game, and I think Prescott does just enough. And this one has a feel of like a 21-13 type of game to me.
All right.
So, there you go. That's the NFL. And we'll obviously talk a lot more with RJ Bell about that. But if you want to know where you can go to play those, MyBookie. That simple. Any of those games you heard, if you are interested in getting some money down, MyBookie is the place to go. And the cool thing about them, man, that I like best, I've been using them for about 2 years, and I use them for everything. I use them for my horse plays today. I use them for college football, NFL, CFL, hockey. NBA, if you want to bet against those Rockets tonight and keep riding that train, this is your place to do it. Because if you win, they're going to pay you. And that's the best thing about them, is they're extremely reliable. Your money's safe in there. They've got the in-game betting, so if I get home late and miss a start of something, or like last night, if I thought the Raiders might come back, I could get a better price. Didn't work out, but I have that option. That's what I love about MyBookie. So many things to choose from. So on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. Go to MyBookie.ag. Right now, they're going to match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Not going to be doing that much longer, so take advantage of it now. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
94.1. All right, guys, got to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. If you are in the market for a new grill, this is your spot. They've got every kind of grill from the they've got the ceramic charcoal grills. They've got infrared gas grills. They've got the wood pellet grills. Whatever you're looking for, they've got the best in it at Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got those pits and spits that locally made here in Houston. Incredible construction. These are high quality, serious grills. They've got a really nice controller, and they finally built up an inventory. There's been a wait list for them for the longest time, and they finally got a little bit of inventory. So if you've been looking for one, now's the time to jump on it. They've got the Saber infrared gas grills. No flare-ups, always moist and juicy meat. They just purchased a truckload of those, so they've got some really great deals on them. And they treat you right when you're in the store. First thing they're going to do when you walk in, they're going to offer you a beer. That's a good shopping experience. They've got craft beer on tap. They're going to throw you a beer. They're going to talk to you about what kind of grill you're looking for, what you like to cook, how often you cook, and they're going to find the grill that's right for you. Get a grill that's going to last and save big during the fall grill sale. Free delivery, free assembly. Stop by and see the best in grilling. Texas Star Grill Shop located at 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston or 8905 Luetta in Spring. Or you can check them out online at texasgrillshop.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Big City Wings. And a lot of cool blitzers here. He's not on the screen right now, but what is up with Woody Page's new look? He looks like a serial killer or something.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, well, they have Around the Horn on here, and which Sarah Spain is hosting for some reason. And I actually used to enjoy this show at times. I think a lot of what they're having to do. Yeah, there
oh,
he is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, doesn't he look like a serial killer?
Yeah, he does. His face from the mouth up looks like it's about 50 years old, and from the mouth down, like his neck, looks like it's about 80.
Yeah, and he's kind of got like a halfway beard there, which is not helping the look.
Guy who needs a turtleneck, that's him.
Yeah, well, I know where he can find some if he wants to buy a couple. I've got some. But I was just curious. It's funny, though, today when I was in the gym, they had that NBA show on, and it's like they have to work so hard to force topics to talk about, you know, basically five games into an NBA season. Although I guess Magic Johnson admonishing Luke Walton was kind of a story today.
Yeah.
Does
that mean, hey, we expected to win more games? What's going on here?
You think anybody's admonishing Mark D'Antoni right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just curious. Yeah, I'm now seeing Rockets minus -6.
Ooh.
Sorry. I hate to do it, Rockets fan, but always the dollars. Always the dollars. So we asked if you've heard the Greta Van Fleet and Led Zeppelin mashup.
No.
I have not. I like those guys. Although, you know, it's funny because the Zeppelin comparison certainly makes sense. But musically, they're a lot more like old school Southern rock than anything. And I love that. You know, that's a kind of, you know, Molly Hatchet, Lynyrd Skynyrd kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, and the vocals definitely Led Zeppelin. But musically, I think they've kind of got a little Southern rock to them as well. I'm glad you turned me on to those guys. And now they're big stars because I hear them using their music as rejoins, like on NHL Network and stuff now. So they've clearly made a name for themselves. But you were on them before they were much of anything. A lot of college football this weekend. Obviously, we talked some about LSU, Alabama. I'm kind of curious. I guess maybe the most interesting thing to me about that game is Tua is going to actually have to play into the fourth quarter. You're going to get to see a full game out of him.
It's possible.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen that yet.
Well, it hasn't happened at all this year.
No, he hasn't had to.
No.
In fact, he's hardly had to play third quarters.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think this is a game where, and this is why I worry for LSU. And 14.5 points is so tempting.
It is.
Because LSU's a really good team.
And Brad gave us so many numbers yesterday that make you say,
The series is always close, but.
Right. It was 66-1 where they've been beaten, 66 out of 67 games. They've only been beaten by 10 one time at home.
But Tua hasn't been there.
Right.
And this is different.
And that's the thing. And you can point to Alabama and say they haven't really played anyone. God, he's got like a chicken neck. It's freaking me out.
It's really gross.
Dude, and he looks so hungover. What's up with his eyes?
It looks like his neck is like a second alien mouth. It could just open up and
He looks like a pod person. But I if you want to make the case that okay, Alabama hasn't beaten anybody, I'll listen to that argument. The problem is they've hammered everybody they've played.
Yeah,
and I think LSU has enough talent to certainly keep it close, but can they keep it close for four quarters? And that's what worries me. I just don't think they have enough weapons on the offensive side to keep up with Alabama, which sounds ridiculous to say that an LSU-Alabama game is going to come down to the fact that Alabama has a better offense.
Right.
But, yeah, I it's so tempting to want to play them, but I can't make myself do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. And LSU has played a much tougher schedule. There's no denying it.
Yeah.
But, again, they just have not seen an offense like this. And especially I think the part that's keeping me from playing it is I'm going to be on, again, Alabama first half, which I'm guessing the number is going to be 8, maybe 8.5. But no Devin White, the best defensive player LSU has, he's going to miss the first half.
Yep.
And let's face it, this LSU team, they are not built to play from behind.
No.
This is not like a that's the difference between LSU and Alabama. With LSU's offense, you're down 21 points, the game's over.
Yeah.
With Alabama's offense, you're down 20. I mean, hell, what were they down in the national championship game last year when Tua came in?
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't matter. There's no number that's safe in the second half with their offense. It's different. This matchup is so different than past Alabama-LSU matchups because for the first time, you know, in recent memory, there is a dominant force on the offensive side of the ball for one team, and that's Tua.
So we're asking about Oklahoma and Tech and, you know, Oklahoma minus 13.5. I kind of think something AJ mentioned, maybe it was last week, comes to play with Oklahoma here. They're going to keep stomping holes in people because they have to.
And, yeah.
While I like Tech, I think if I were going to play it, I would take Oklahoma.
I would too.
And, you know, and then the Texas-West Virginia game is interesting to me because ordinarily, if I saw a minus number next to Texas, I would say take the other team. I just kind of think these two teams are pretty close. I think Texas had its letdown last week. I think the Longhorns play better this week and get a win.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going to happen in that game. Here's the one thing that worries me about Texas. They suck on offense. Like, there's nothing about that offense you can look at and go, you know what, they're really good at this.
They don't do one thing well. You know?
They can't run the ball. You know, Ellinger is like, I mean, he's okay. The receivers are okay. But they're just not a team that's built to put up points. And I honestly can't explain how they've won as many games as they have playing the way they are. They are solid defensively. But at some point, you're going to have to score some points. And if Will Grier goes down there and throws for a few touchdowns, I mean, it's kind of like the LSU-Bama thing.
Yeah.
Texas is not a team that can play from behind. They're just not built that way.
They did it pretty well last week, although Okie State is
short.
Not. Yeah, but they certainly got back in the game. But Okie State's not West Virginia
right.
either. And I'm kind of with you on it. I think, you know, Greer's been prone to some interception games, and I think this will be one of them.
I don't bet on West Virginia when they're not at home.
Right.
And I don't bet on Texas when they're a favorite. So, it's a hard pass for me. But, I am curious to see how that game plays out.
Yeah, me too.
But Oklahoma, those guys, they're on a mission. And they are clearly, would you agree, the last 2 weeks, clearly a better defensive team since they've made that switch.
Yeah.
And
they got rid of Mike Stoops.
And I think that's just giving them a lot of confidence. And we all know this team can score on anybody, and they will score a lot of points. Tech can score.
Yeah.
They just can't score at an Oklahoma pace.
No, I think I'm going to be on the Texas side of that one, and I'd be on the Oklahoma side of the other one.
All right.
For what it's worth. Major looks like he's 5 years old. So they got all these great TVs here. So they've got the UH show is on one of them. And
Who is that guy?
Is that Kevin Eschenfelder?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's Opie. He still looks 15.
He does.
After all these years.
See, he looks exactly how he did in college.
Yeah. Yeah. A little less hair, maybe. That's probably the only thing. All right. 713
780-ESPN if you wish to get in.
Is Eschenfelder the guy who does UH games?
I think. No, I don't know who does UH games anymore. I don't actually – I can't remember the last time I listened to one on the radio. I always watch them on the stream or TV. So I don't know. I'm guessing maybe he is. Somebody can tell us that.
I got to tell you guys again about Republic Harley-Davidson. 200-plus bikes at Republic Harley-Davidson in inventory there. Go by and see why they are Houston's number one Harley dealer. They've got a friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained staff. Their service department is out of this world. 7 master technicians on staff, way more than any other Harley dealer in Houston. And they're now open Monday, so they're open 6 days a week to better serve you. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I haven't rode in a while. I'd love to ride, but it's been so long, or I've never ridden before. They've got classes for you every weekend. Sign up for one of those classes, new rider and experienced rider classes. They'll get you up to speed. They've got the largest selection of 18s and 19s in Houston, which means they've got the bike you're looking for. Stop in and see them for yourself, guys. You won't be disappointed. Come see why they are Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Big City Wings. So I know you saw this, that Dana White said he actually had a meeting with McGregor about a Habib fight.
Uh-huh.
Says, I actually had a meeting yesterday in Los Angeles. I don't want to say anything that makes it sound like, oh, wow, this could happen. But we had talks yesterday. Says, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the fight would happen in the UFC, but they didn't say no.
Are you talking about a Habib Mayweather fight?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Which I think makes very little sense.
Makes no sense, but okay.
Yeah, he says, but he wants it in the UFC. Dana does.
Of course he does, because that way he can make the most money off
right.
of it. But
you know, his guy would win.
Who wants to see Khabib fight Floyd Mayweather? Unless you just hate Floyd Mayweather and you want to see him get hurt.
Yeah.
And no also, by the way, like Khabib has zero chance in a boxing match against Floyd.
Right.
That's just – I don't understand why they're so insistent on doing this.
Dana says, we went over there, we boxed him. If he wants to do it again, he has to come to the UFC. I don't think it's realistic at all, but I didn't think the McGregor boxing match was either, so we'll see. So there's a reason Floyd Mayweather wants to fight my guys. There's big money out there for him.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's big money for us, too, but I'm not making those kind of fights. If Floyd wants to come over here, he says he's been wrestling and doing this or that. If he wants to come over and fight in the UFC, he's more than welcome. I don't know that I want to see that. How interesting would Mayweather be as an MMA fighter? I mean, he's a hard watch as a boxer, as great as he is. But
I mean, you just think about it like this. There's guys who have spent their whole life trying to fight MMA, and they can't stop a takedown from Khabib. They can't get him off of them once he's on top of them. What do you think that Floyd doesn't have that scary knockout one-punch power that, you know, he's going to put Khabib to sleep? It's just – it's silly.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't knock anybody out. Now, he knocked McGregor out, but that was also, what, 9 rounds in?
Yeah.
And you know,
and with big gloves on.
Yeah. I just – I don't know. I don't really see it as being that interesting. And I certainly don't want to see a boxing match.
There's nothing for me there.
There's always a curiosity factor.
Dana would love it because Dana also realized there's big money for him in that.
Dana knows they'll rake. But
the point is, right now you've got, well, I mean, Khabib is obviously at his star is at a ridiculous high right now. So instead of having him fight these circus fights, have him fight the best fights that you can make in the UFC. Or have a big money fight. I mean, you don't think Khabib versus George St. Pierre would make massive money for the UFC?
I think it would.
Absolutely.
But well, I mean, anything involving Mayweather, though, is always going to be better because it's
Khabib Conor too. Yeah. Would make a ton of money. And you don't have to go crazy.
I think that one's the one you should probably strive to make right now. But, you know, he's done pretty well with that company. So I'm sure he'll figure it out. But, you know, I think if you had the opportunity to get Mayweather in there, you're going to sell more pay-per-views. Even if it's a sham. I mean, that's just a bigger name. That's what people will watch. So there's a couple of new movies I wanted to bounce off you. First off, it looks like there's going to be an Austin Powers 4. In or out?
Not in a theater. I'll watch on demand.
I mean, I always thought those were funny, but it was kind of the same joke in three different movies. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same joke there. The other one is Ridley Scott is working on a sequel to Gladiator.
Gladiator, I saw that.
Yeah.
Without Russell Crowe.
Well, but how can you have Russell Crowe?
Right.
Spoiler alert, Maximus dies in the end.
Oh, damn it. No, I don't even want to watch part two because you spoiled part one for me.
Well,
no, that's another one. I just, you know, I wouldn't be, I don't think I'd go to the theater to see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I love that movie.
It was great.
But it's
a sequel.
Yeah, it doesn't even sound that great. It's going to follow the continuing story of Lucius, the son of Lucilla, who was the nephew of Commodus, who was basically, as you recall, Joaquin Phoenix, Weasley. I don't know that I'm all that excited about a Lucius movie.
Yeah. I'm not thrilled either.
So, I don't know, maybe he brings back the Coliseum again.
He could.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN-832 says, definitely watching those movies for the nostalgia, along with Pet Sematary. I'm not all interested in Pet Sematary. I never liked the book or the first movie. It's one of the few Stephen King things that I just don't like.
Again, I'll probably watch that on demand.
Maybe. You know, I say I won't watch it. I wasn't interested in it, and then I wound up watching that on demand. So
yeah.
Yeah, it just depends. I tend to say, oh, I got no interest in this stuff. And then when it comes out, I get interested.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do think Ridley Scott, that Gladiator could be pretty good, depending on how they take the storyline. But I guess I'll have to wait for some reviews. So we said, I really hope it's a good movie and they don't screw it up like always. Gladiator is my favorite movie of all time.
It's a good movie.
It's one of mine that is on my I will watch anytime it's on list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Shawshank,
Rounders, Fight Club, Starship Troopers is on that list for me. Hey, I've got some weird ones on there. Like Buckaroo Banzai, anytime that's on, Suicide Kings, Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. It just there's certain movies that whenever they're on, I'm going to watch them. And Shawshank I haven't really watched in a while. But those others, I guarantee if I go home tonight and one of those movies is on and there's nothing that I want to watch sports-wise, I will put the movie on and watch it. And the wife gets on me and says, you know, you've seen this thing 10,000 times. Like, yeah, 10,001, woman. I'm going to watch it. She's not a fan of that, but...
Well, she's not the boss of you, Fred.
No, she's not.
You're the boss of her.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just the cohabitant. I'm the business partner. James Harden looks all nice and sharp in whatever that outfit he was in.
I missed it.
Too bad he's not on the field. So, 713.
Oh, Derek down to plus 450, so same odds as LSU now.
So, okay, I totally just came up with that off the top of my head.
And now you're exactly right.
And I almost look like a smart.
Yeah.
Not quite. But, yeah, I would always say that a one-on-one fight, the underdog would have a better chance than a team sport like football.
Yeah. Also because when you think about the fact that Daniel Cormier doesn't have Nick Saban on his team. That's
right. Right.
That changes things.
But the other thing, too, is – and plus, Derek, with his punching power, you get one shot in there, it could change everything.
Yeah.
So he says Twister's one of those I can't seem to not watch when it's on, addicted. That's another one that I'll watch a lot. Plus, I always had a thing for Jamie Gertz in Twister.
Which one is Jamie
Gertz? She was the black-haired girl that he dumped to go back to Helen Hunt.
Oh, okay.
Poor choice, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But since I named my kid Max after Maximus and Gladiator. I'm guessing that you and the kid are going to the movie then.
There you go.
When it comes out. There's a lot of, bitter Texan fans, Gladiator, Band of Brothers, Lord of the Rings, and The Martian. The Martian was pretty good. I don't know if I'd watch it.
I don't know if I'd watch it again. Yeah, and I can't watch Lord of the Rings more than once either. Those things are so long.
Yeah,
too many characters. And it's...
I've watched them all, and I've watched all the Hobbits. But
would you want to watch them again?
No, I don't think so. You know, but I, you know what I will watch again? Like I'll rewatch Game of Thrones anytime.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch it again someday, but it's going to have to be a while.
Well, they always do they always do those marathons before it cranks back up. And I'll sit there and watch certain. I won't watch all the episodes, but some of the really good ones, you know, Red Wedding, things like that. So,
would you ever reread the books?
You know what? No.
It's too much of a hassle.
And I've said all along, I still believe that this is one of the few TV series or movies that's better than the books because they eliminated a lot of characters that, frankly, I found the books to be laborious to read.
Yeah.
And listen, the guy's obviously brilliant, and I like him, but I would not read those books again. I will read the last one when it comes out, but he's still got another one before that. So, and that's like 1,500 pages.
Yeah.
So I've got another 3,000 pages of his to read.
Yep.
When I already know how the story ends, probably not going to happen there either. But, and there's a couple Tarantino movies, obviously, that I'll watch. You know, anytime Reservoir Dogs is on, that's a must watch for me. And, you know, the one that I kind of maybe, I think it's underrated, but I'll watch it a lot too, is Jackie Brown.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Just said Braveheart. That's not a bad one. So, oh, yeah, there's a Bad Boy 3 now. It's a Bad Boy 3.
I don't want to see that either.
Yeah, everybody's... Oh, True Romance. Good call on True Romance. But it was... I do think there's... I mean, we've seen this with everything, right? It's remakes, it's reboots, it's sequels to movies from a long time ago. I just wish people would be a little more creative. There's just... not that much out there new.
I'm with you.
So,
but that stuff keeps making them money, so why go out of your way to create something new? Just buy the rights to something that worked and go with it.
Yeah. Well, it's just like, you know, any Marvel movie is going to make you
exactly
jillions.
Superhero movies and animated movies.
Yeah.
You want to make money? That's your route.
And for a while, it was vampire movies. Like any vampire movie you made, it was Twilight. It was all they make all these garbage vampire movies, and it didn't matter. They would go crazy.
And then
it was
this?
And then it was Armageddon movies, like the world blowing up.
Oh yeah, like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. Well, and that's
like Hunger Games and Divergent and all those.
Yeah,
things.
Yeah. And then you had Apocalypse or whatever it was called, and then there was another one where the Earth basically was covered in ocean, and I can't remember who was all in that, but. There were a bunch of those, and they were...
That
really
was Waterworld with Kevin Costner.
Well, no, it wasn't that one, but it was... I can't remember the name of it, but it was basically they created these large boats for the rich people to escape. And, John Cusack was in it.
I don't know.
So...
But, yeah, they're all the same. That's why, what just got made? Hotel Transylvania 3, a vampire animated movie.
Right.
That's where the money is.
There you go. Boom.
Adam Sandler's voice. Oh, jeez. You know that thing made money.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take a very quick break.
We'll go over on the other side. I guess we got to do the gym of the day.
We got the gym of the day.
We've got to...
we got some RJ.
We got to decide what we're going to do, what games we're going to present to RJ. I don't want him to think I'm a dumb all of a sudden. I'm on a 2 or 3 week roll, and I feel like I've impressed him, but... I'm sure to disappoint eventually.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay out of the way and let
no,
him.
No, you're not.
No, he praises you so much. It's like you're his son now.
Stop it.
Yeah, I don't even belong in that segment. All right, we're going to take a quick
you're
break.
You're right.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Big City Wings in Spring. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live for the grand opening party at Big City Wings in Spring. And starting to be hopping in here, A.J.
Yeah.
It's filling up. A lot of Blitzers have come by. Really appreciate all you guys. Also appreciate all the Blitzers who were telling me 2012 was the name of that horrible movie.
Okay.
That... where the world ended, and then some of them survived, but because they were riches. Bitter Texan fan says, believe it or not, Gladiator 2 was always planned, and it was going to be about the Greek gods sending Maximus back to stop Jesus of Nazareth. I kid you not. That I'd be more interested in.
I guess.
Yeah. But I guess we'll see how it turns out. All right. I've got so many great gems of the day to choose from. I think... since somebody just mentioned Jesus, I think I'm going to go with the religious one.
All right.
It's not really religious. It's kind of anti-religion. But it is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. I'm sure when your kids decide, you know, when they get old enough, we start talking career with them.
Yeah.
You'll probably throw out a few things, right? A few ideas.
Yeah.
And they'll have thoughts. Hey, my kids, I talk to all the time about their careers. Well, one young lady spent almost a decade in a convent learning how to be a nun. In Colombia, her name is Yudi Pineda. Well, she's changed her mind.
Okay.
She's taking a different career path. What would be almost the exact opposite?
Stripper.
Porn star. Porn star, it is. Yes. Said she was drawn to the church at a young age. And
is she going to wear her habit in the...
I'm sure that's got to be part of it, right? I don't know that I find that sexy.
Let me get a look at her.
Meh.
Yeah. I mean, for a nun. She's a nun 10.
Yeah, but...
oh, yeah, she ain't bad.
She's okay. I'm sure she's going to do one with a habit. I don't find that sexy, to be honest with you. I find it a little creepy. There's certain things that I don't think belong in porn, and I think nun habits are one of them.
You think so?
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. But, hey, if you're into that, that's cool. But so at first I was feeling bad, but now I'm fine with it. I also feel good when I go to church. I never miss Friday prayer, Saturday meetings, or Sunday mass. And she says she always has something to talk about during confession. She says her job is decent and artistic, and there's nothing bad about it.
All right.
She's very comfortable in what she's doing, but that's just an interesting career path to make that switch. And that is your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I have a fun stat for you on your bills.
Oh, boy.
Your Buffalo Bills, let's play a little game. We're going to be on pace, guys. What number of touchdown passes do you think the Bills are on pace to throw this year?
Ooh. They've played seven games so far?
Yep.
I would guess they're on pace to throw about 4 touchdown passes.
They are on pace to throw 6 touchdown passes in 16 games. Now, would you care to guess how many interceptions they are on pace to throw?
24.
You, sir, are so wrong. It's 26.
Oh,
it was very close. That's a hell of a good guess. But, yeah, Josh Allen, 2 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Nathan Peterman, 1 touchdown, 4 interceptions. Derek Anderson, 0 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Oh, God.
There's only...
Good thing they ran A.J. McCarron out of town.
Yeah, yeah, that was very strange. But there's only 4 quarterbacks in the NFL this season who have thrown at least 3 more interceptions and touchdowns. 3 of the 4 are the guys I just listed.
Oh, my goodness.
All Bills quarterbacks.
Who's the other one? Jameis?
Jameis, yeah. He's thrown 10 picks and 6 touchdowns. So, but at least he's got more touchdown passes.
Than the Bills combined.
Yeah.
Than the Bills are
projected
to.
Yeah, exactly. So, I almost made that gym of the day because it was sportsy, but then I got the none to porn star thing. And
can we give a couple shout-outs real quick?
Let's do it.
Shout-out to Jeremy, who said he was going to come out here but didn't, so shame on him.
Okay.
And shout-out to Chris, who we just found out was on the bus from Tomball to College Station to play a high school football game, and I think it was his brother said that they're probably going to get their asses kicked, but, you know, he's going to give it hell.
You go out there and play hard.
That's it. That's all you can ask.
Yeah. Yeah. Some wide receivers in the league have thrown more touchdowns than Bills quarterbacks.
Get
sad. Yeah, I think that's right. I haven't seen the exact number on that, but I did see that at one point they had better – wide receivers had better career numbers than Nathan Peterman. So – in as many a pass attempts. So, all right. We are going to jump in with R.J. Bell when we come back. Is there any game you want to single in on before we bring him in so you look smart?
Well, I want to obviously I want to talk about the Chargers-Seahawks game, which I think is an interesting line. I think that Bears line has to be discussed, the Bears-Bills line.
Okay.
Falcons seems interesting to me, and I mean, obviously, I think we should hit the Rams game because I think that's going to be the game of the week.
Okay.
And then I want to ask him about the Patriots for selfish reasons.
Right.
So that's my lineup.
All right. I'm curious about the. I mean, obviously interested in all those, but also maybe what he thinks about Cowboy and Texan this week as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, but. Mont says Sopranos. I watch him anytime it's on. They'd go seek it out. I
don't watch movies over and over and over anymore.
I mean, I do, but Sopranos, if it's the right episode, yeah. But I can't just watch all of them because there were some pretty bad episodes. And he mentioned No Godfather. I that used to be on my watch all the time list, along with both The Godfathers, Goodfellas. But I haven't really seen those in a while.
I love The Godfather too, but I mean,
it's too long.
That's a commitment, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's a long ass movie.
Yeah. Well,
I've got time for that.
I can tell you what is not a commitment where you have to be there a long time. Just go play poker at Lions.
That's a good call.
You just want to get in, especially that noon tournament that they have during the week. That thing's over in a couple hours. And guys, if you have not been to Lions yet. The place is fantastic. It's just really classy. You feel like you're in a real casino, a nice casino too, like Aria-type casino, not some of those trash heaps that you'll find in Vegas. I mean, it is a nice, nice place. Cash games every day, and if you get there in the afternoon, first 10 players get $50 in free time and free lunch. The food is great. They've got a point system that you earn points by playing in tournaments, and some of you, if you earn enough, they're going to give you $100. And the guys who have the most are going to play in that December 12th $60,000 guaranteed tournament. And if you go in, mention ESPN, you're going to get 3 hours of free play. Make sure you say hello to George and Najib when you go over there. Great guys.
Yep, great guys. And like you said, a great room. The food is out of this world. They've got TVs all over the place. They've got like a sports bar amount of TVs, which you don't normally see in a poker place. But they've got them all over the place. And whatever game you want to watch, they say they'll put it on for you. Whatever the sport, they got it. So, and you can BYOB, which is always a nice plus. go check them out for yourself. We can tell you all day about how great this place is. Tournaments all the time. Follow them on Facebook for all the information about when their tournaments are going on. Or stop in and see them. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
Hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.